Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome back from another day, another weekend, another whatever. It doesn't really matter what you're coming back from or when. You still face a crazy new America run by a madman. Election cheating has consequences. Kevin Jackson here, folks, at KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I've seen articles that claim that we have returned to normal. Do you really believe that we've returned to normal? We are going to discuss the new normal over Afghanistan, what I would call the Biden normal that was ushered in by the Barack Obama normal, because the normal I knew was under Trump. That was when America was winning. Do you remember Trump's whole thing was putting America first, make America great again, and we were winning? You feel like we're winning now? Anyway, if you think that we're back to normal, or that we're winning, you're not paying attention. Do not accept this twisted version of normal. See, normal for the Democrats is cheating in elections. Normal for Democrats is inflation going through the roof, where people that may be getting this universal basic income and this new minimum wage, but they're spending it all as fast as they get it. Normal is America looking helpless against a bunch of goat herders. Normal is having our border be overrun by people who have not invested one dime in this country and are coming over here, and the Democrats want to give them the same rights that you have. Normal is our children being indoctrinated to accept this craziness that we all face now. Mask, vaccine mandates. You think they're getting educated? Since when has a country been divided based on vaccination status? So there's a lot to talk about, a lot to unpack. But I'm going to tell you, while we sit here, whatever you were doing for in whatever time frame, over the weekend, over the next few days or whatever, you have no idea what Americans who went to represent us in Afghanistan are now facing. Because this demented clown that is in the White House, and we knew he was, how he did not plan properly to get out. Do you think we would be going through this under a Trump administration? You know that. You already know the answer. So here's what we should do. We should begin by letting you hear the liar in chief, the scumbag in chief, in his own words, in his flippant little, oh man, it's no big deal, man, it ain't no big thing, or whatever. You should hear him talking about it. And I think we even have a clip of Colbert making fun of him. But let's hear Biden in his own words.
Back in July, you said a Taliban takeover was highly unlikely. Was the intelligence wrong, or did you downplay it?
There was no consensus. You go back and look at the intelligence reports. They said that it was more likely to be sometime by the end of the year.
You didn't put a timeline on when you said it was highly unlikely. You just said flat out it's highly unlikely the Taliban would take over.
Yeah. Well, the question was whether or not the idea that the Taliban would take over was premised on the notion that somehow the 300,000 troops we had trained and equipped was going to just collapse. They were going to give up. I don't think anybody anticipated that.
Senator McConnell said it was predictable the Taliban was going to take over.
Well, by the end of the year, he said that was a real possibility. But no one said it was going to take over then when it was being asked.
When you look at what's happened over the last week, was it a failure of intelligence, planning, execution, or judgment?
Look, I don't think it was a fair look. It was a simple choice, George. When the Taliban, let me back it up, put it another way. When you had the government of Afghanistan the leader of that government getting in a plane and taking off and going to another country. When you saw the significant collapse of the Afghan troops we had trained, up to 300,000 of them, just leaving their equipment and taking off, that was, that's what happened. That's simply what happened. So the question was, in the beginning, the threshold question was, do we commit to leave within the time frame was set, we extended it to September 1st, or do we put significantly more troops in? I hear people say, well, you had 2,500 folks in there and nothing was happening. You know, there wasn't any war. But guess what? The fact was that the reason it wasn't happening is the last president negotiated a year earlier that he'd be out by May 1st and that in return there'd be no attack on American forces. That's what was done. That's why nothing was happening. But the idea, if I had said, I had a simple choice. If I had said, we're going to stay, then we better be prepared to put a whole hell of a lot more troops
in. But your top military advisors warned against withdrawing on this timeline. They wanted you to keep about 2,500 troops.
No, they didn't. It was split. That wasn't true. That wasn't true.
They didn't tell you that they wanted troops to stay?
No, not in terms of whether we were going to get out in a time frame, all troops. They didn't argue against that.
I want to stop it there just to allow people to throw up, because Joe Biden's asked very simple questions, and Stephanopoulos, to his credit, is saying, what are you talking about? He's got the reports. You have to see the video. He's like, no, I've got the reports. I've got the information they told. No. What Biden did, folks, is the biggest gobbledygook. It's not my fault. It's the Afghans' fault. It's the intelligence community's fault. We underestimated. Now, look, I know this sounds a lot the same, and this is already aired. So, yeah, we're Sports Illustrated. We're talking about it after the games have been played. But let me tell you, what this guy won't do is he won't admit he screwed up. Everybody in his administration is screwed up because it is run by incompetence with the most incompetent person leading it, and he won't admit it. And Stephanopoulos is giving him a chance to be human again. When we come back, I'm going to play the rest of this clip. We don't have time to play it now. But I want you to understand, this is what the left deem as leadership. This is the guy that they, after he lost in New Hampshire and Iowa, decided in South Carolina, we need to let him win, and this is the guy we want to pick to be the leader of the free world. And you remember when everybody just rolled over and got out. Buttigieg, all of them, people who were surging, who were prepared to probably give Biden a fight to the dead, to the dirty end, which only one that remained standing was Bernie Sanders, the millionaire socialist. But this is the guy they fought to get in and cheated to get in and promised everybody else, if you get out and leave it alone, we'll get you a spot. And now we're dealing with the aftermath. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Would you have withdrawn troops like this even if President Trump had not made that deal with the Taliban?
I would have tried to figure out how to withdraw those troops, yes. Because look, George, there is no good time to leave Afghanistan.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. That was Joe Biden effectively admitting that it wouldn't have mattered when he left. It was going to be chaotic because he doesn't know what he's doing. Stephanopoulos is pressing him, and by the way, so is every other media outlet. I don't know whether they've got to have a get-well plan. I'm going to talk about that a little bit today. What do you do? Do you make it just so bad that as it starts to improve, you say, oh, he was so decisive. He was amazing, Joe Biden, what he finally did. It started out bad, but oh my gosh, he was such a hero after the fact. I don't know whether that's going to work. But I think that's the only thing they're going to have. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hope you guys go over to the website and check out what we're doing there. Read our stuff. We depend on you. And I mean, we get up in the morning. We have a team of people that go out and look for news and try to tell clever stories and give you a different take on the world. Hopefully a truthful take, one that, you know, can counter the nonsense of the other side. So please do. Please check it out. I want to play the rest of Stephanopoulos' interview because Joe Biden is being mocked by people now. The news is finally catching up to let people know, you know what? All you conservatives that voted against Biden, we get it. All you people that didn't trust him, we get it. Let me tell you what Biden is as you listen to the rest of this clip. Biden is a pathological liar. And he's been coached on what to say, but there is nothing genuine in anything that he talks about. I don't care whether we're talking about Afghanistan or this dog and pony show they do with the mask every single day. Frankly, I'm sick of it. I think it's time that we call them out for what they are, that we tell these people, look, you put this guy in office, you cheated, let's be very clear about it. Larry Elder, I heard him on an interview, he's running for governor out in California, and he supposedly said, you know, Biden was duly elected or whatever. No, he wasn't. It was a cheat. And for the people that write to me, and, you know, we send out things about this new Kiss My Mask program and things like this. We spell mask, M-A-S-S-K, for those wondering. But if you believe the lies that this administration and the Democrats are telling about anything that we're involved in, save it on me. I'm not listening to you. In the very same breath that Colbert recognizes, I'm using him as an example, recognizes that Biden is a moron and that he shouldn't be let anywhere near world affairs as serious as what's going on in Afghanistan, he still calls us anti-vaxxers and they mock us. Don't mock me because I don't want to get your stupid shot. It's my body, and don't call me a killer because you say, oh, you're infecting people. What are you infecting people with? I'm so sick of us letting the left run roughshod over us, and we don't, oh, you know, let's just kumbaya, let's turn the other cheek. I don't have any more cheeks to turn. I'm not turning another cheek. Anyway, here's the rest of Biden's clip. Y'all got me mad.
15 years ago would have been a problem. 15 years from now. The basic choice is, am I going to send your sons and your daughters to war in Afghanistan? In Afghanistan in perpetuity. No one can name for me a time when this would end. And what constitutes defeat of the Taliban? What constitutes defeat? Would we have left then? Let's say they surrender like before. Okay. Do we leave then? Do you think anybody, the same people think we should stay, would have said no, good time to go? We spent over $1 trillion, George. 20 years.
I'm stopping here temporarily just to tell you what you heard was the ramblings of a clown and a fool. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That's a guy that has no answers. He's giving platitudes. You know, I mean, it wasn't a good time to leave. I mean, we couldn't leave. When's a good time? There's nobody that can tell me anything about when to leave. This is a serious situation going on. People are dying. They're getting beaten. We'll talk about it. Don't believe me. I want you to go and look at the headlines. I've got the headlines here. They can never call me a liar, and I don't care what they do to this broadcast. Everything I'm telling you on this broadcast is 100% true. People over there, American citizens who went to represent us under the protection of the U.S. military, and now you've got this demented clown who can't even get them out safely. Thousands of Americans, thousands of Afghanis who helped us. I'm going to get into what the British and the UK and the British are doing, as well as the French, because they're going in and getting their people. Americans are scared to death. Let me tell you guys a quick story. I've told this story before. When I was in Egypt years ago, I was there on business, and I would was talking to some guys, and they were ridiculing these Africans, because Egypt obviously is in Africa, northern Africa, and these dark-skinned blacks from Somalia and various other places would walk down the street, and these guys were asking me, Kevin, so tell me about America, tell me. And I'm having a political discussion. I wasn't even political, really. I mean, I knew enough about politics to be dangerous, but and I'm talking, he said, is it very oppressive for you in America? I go, no, it's not oppressive. Where do you get this stuff? Black people in America, we respect you. You have a very difficult time in America. You know, I'm like, okay, whatever. And I got a white dude who works for me that's with me traveling. Anyway, they're saying, these guys are talking about, they'd be talking to me and they'd look up and there'd be a dude walking down the street and they would say, ept, ept, ept. They'd go speaking in the Arabic and they would, buddy, I want to ept. And I finally caught on, I could hear this one word and I said, what's ept? And they go, you, it doesn't, it's not you, it's not for you, not for you, Kevin. And I go, I want to know what the word means. They said, well, it's like, the word in Arabic is slave, but it's like your, you know, and it's like a derogatory term. And I go, what? So I said, I'm noticing you're doing it every time it's one of these black Africans. And they go, yeah, we have no respect for them. And I go, well, why am I not an apt? And I'm not lying. The guy looked at me and he goes, your passport. Your passport. He respected the U.S. passport. He wouldn't dare offend me because I was a U.S. black person. I was not an apt, a slave, or the equivalent of what is the N-word for Arabic. And I'm sitting there going, you've got to be kidding. Let me tell you what that passport gets you right now in Afghanistan. It gets you a butt whooping by the Taliban. They have no respect for that American passport. And you know what lefties are looking at right now? You know what the Me Too feminists are looking at right now? They're saying, I wish I had an alpha male with some toxic masculinity. It will go over there and whoop their Arab butts. They know what's happening to the women's movement. The women's movement took a huge hit. Huge hit. Because of Biden's incompetence. So don't even get me started, folks. This has ramifications beyond anything that the press wants to let you know about. And let me tell you, the press is scared. They're getting attacked over there. They have no safe passage. We got more when we come back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the withdrawal of U.S. troops and Afghans continues from Afghanistan, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby was asked if the United States knows how many weapons were stolen from the Afghan army and now in the hands of the Taliban.
I don't have an exact inventory of what equipment that the Afghans had at their disposal that now might be at risk. Obviously, we don't want to see any weapons or systems to fall into hands of people that would use them in such a way to harm our interests or those of our partners and allies.
Sales of existing homes are up for the second straight month. The National Association of Realtors saying they rose 2% in July to an annual rate of 6 million units. USA Radio News. The Biden administration is asking the Supreme Court to save it from having to continue former President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. A federal judge ruled that the Biden administration must restart the policy on August 21st. The administration's emergency request comes after a federal appeals court refused to lift the August 21st deadline. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is giving his farewell address during his last day in office. Governor Cuomo saying he must resign so that state government can continue to work without any controversy.
I believe the right thing is that my service come first. Prolonging this situation could only cause governmental paralysis, and that is just not an option for you and not an option for the state.
The Democrat governor saying he would resign from office 2 weeks ago after the New York Attorney General's office report found the governor harassed multiple women and enabled a hostile work environment. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'd feel sorry for us, except we didn't elect this stupid clown that's now running our country, Joe Biden. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Joe Biden has no empathy for the people fighting for their very lives in Afghanistan. I'm talking about American citizens, folks. His words are empty. He has embarrassed America so much so that even leftists are now abandoning him. They know it. Let me let you hear what Biden said about America years ago. This is a clip that's been circulating.
And so you figure out how to live together like we do, you will never, never, never make it. America's strength ultimately lies in its people. There's nothing special about being American. None of you can define for me what an American is. Can't define it based on religion, ethnicity, race, culture.
I beg to differ, Joe Biden. I can define what it means to be an American. It means to grow up in freedom. 100% in freedom. Now, you can talk about, oh, well, they brought the Africans over and then they did all this other stuff. Yeah. But what we represented was freedom from tyranny. And yes, we put some people through some stuff. The Democrats put some black folks and some Asians and some Irish and all these people that they considered lower class through some stuff. But let me tell you something. The America I know embraces everybody. All races, religions, and cultures. It is a mosaic at best, or an amalgam. Because you can't tell the difference in most places between any culture. But what the American culture represents is a winning culture. A culture that says, I will overcome no matter what. I got plenty of definitions for what it means to be an American. You got a guy that, oh, it's all these things and you know you can't define it. You can define it. Once you leave your country, you come here and you are willing to strip off whatever it was you left. You know how many people in this country will tell you, oh, my grandmother said, when they came here and they got here, they said, we don't speak our language anymore. We're Americans. We speak English. We don't do the things we used to do. We're Americans. They were prideful Americans. Do you know the people that come over here now, legally in this system? They are here to become Americans from Croatia, from Yugoslavia, wherever, former Yugoslavia, from Serbia, from whatever country. except China, because they're sending spies. But most people come over here and embrace what is America. And Joe Biden says there's nothing special about it. That's all it is special. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We're special because you can change things. You can change culture. You can change behaviors. You know how you do it? I don't care how somebody comes over here, these Somalians that are settled in Minnesota. Let me tell you something. You go up there and show them what the real America is, and they will assimilate. They won't do like this Ilhan Omar. They will come here and say, I love this country. Let me give you a few headlines, folks, of what's going on in Afghanistan. Biden may compel commercial U.S. airlines to help transport evacuees. Was that done in Vietnam? Huh? How about this new Saigon, where now you're going to force the airlines to do it? I wonder if United, who compel their employees to get the Wu Flu vaccination, if they're going to get compelled to do this as well. Because you can bet Joe Biden's government says, you know what, if you want to keep getting subsidies, you want us to bail you out, you better do it. Now, American and Delta didn't do it. But maybe if United is the one who gets called to do it, you might just get a clue of what happened with them. You want another headline? Pentagon confirms Americans have been beaten. Yep. It's confirmed. It's not speculation. It's not Alex Jones. It's not Kevin Jackson. It's not some right-wing conspiracy theory. It is Captain Demento's absolutely feckless policy that has allowed Americans to not be able to come back from serving their country. Don't think the world's not taking notice, people. Already told you about Taiwan and China. If I were China, I'd take Taiwan. I'd dare Joe Biden to do something. If I was Russia, I don't know what the stance is with Croatia or Ukraine. I'd take it. I'd dare Biden to do something. This man has embarrassed us. You want another one? State Department hit by cyber attack amid Afghanistan evacuation. This is the most harrowing time for the State Department. They're trying to get the CIA assets, NSA, all these various assets back from Afghanistan, destroying information. When you're shutting down your operations with something this big, it is monumental. The State Department is at its peak. And you know what happened? They get a cyber attack. The Chinese, the Russians, probably the whole world is reading the emails about how incompetent Joe Biden's State Department is. And what's his excuse? I played his clips. Oh, you know, it was no good time to get out. I mean, you know, what are we going to do? I had a deadline from this guy. He set it up. Let me tell you, he hasn't followed a deadline from anything Trump did. For him to use that as an excuse is pathetic. I read from Victor Davis Hanson the other day. And Victor Davis Hanson essentially said the same thing. You changed Trump's policy on such and such. Why couldn't you just go and say, Taliban, I need more time? Which, by the way, that's what he did. He moved it to September the 1st. His own words. Or August 31st. His own words. So what were you supposed to do? Number one, leave the military that was there in place. Leave the assets in place. Bring in more military to support them. Find out where every American is located. They got cell phones. They got the sat phones. They know where. They could find out where every American is located and take care of business, but they didn't do it. Let me tell you what the French and the UK, what they're doing in comparison to Joe Biden.
Now, Dana, and what we've heard from the last few days from the administration and the Pentagon is that the airport is safe, the perimeter is secure, and evacuation flights are taking place. But frankly, that is all useless if U.S. citizens cannot reach the airport. Well, other countries are not waiting that long. They're going out there, they're getting their people. It is now widely reported that the U.K. deployed an additional 300 troops to Kabul earlier in the week to extract British nationals. Within hours of touching down in Kabul, small teams of British forces retrieved some 200 British citizens. But when asked directly about British forces going in to rescue citizens by our own Jennifer at the Pentagon, this is all Major General Hank Taylor would say.
At this time, as I said, our main mission continues to be to secure HKIA, to allow those American citizens and other SIVs to come in and be processed at the airfield.
But French forces also are reported to be doing the same, doing multiple trips back and forth to their embassy over the past few days to get over 200 French and Afghans out. French President Macron thanking French security forces for executing the sensitive operation. The German press now reporting that two German special forces helicopters have also arrived in Kabul to assist with picking up groups from within the city. But if anything, things inside that city, they're getting worse. More Taliban checkpoints, more crowds outside the airport, more chaos in the city as the Taliban go door to door. Well, these other countries, they're not waiting. The US, though, says its forces under strict orders not to leave the airport. Instead, they rely on the Taliban for safe passage into the airport.
Wow, man, that's just, I feel so bad for the Americans that are over there trying to get to safety. I put myself in their position. They've got their families. You know, it's women and children, you know, it's all of them, but they've got their families. And you see a city, I mean, I want you to imagine being in a war-torn U.S. city, you know, Baltimore, L.A., whatever, and you got to get across that city, and there's nothing but gangs, and the gangs have set up checkpoints. And instead of respecting you for who you are by saying, hey, look, I'm trying to get out. I have no beef with you. The gangs are beating you. They won't let you get in the checkpoint. All you want to do is get home. Let me tell you what you're going to have. You're going to have a group of people. When they get home, they are going to kiss the ground that we walk on. And they are going to remember this. There is no way you cannot have an event like this occur and you not say to yourself, I would never want to see anybody in like this again. Now, what's going to be the major fallout? I don't know. But I'm going to play some clips for you here in a bit and show you that Biden's being abandoned, and rightfully so. And his smug attitude about it. And what do you want me to do? It's no good time to leave. So what? I didn't protect them. So what? We're not going to go get them. You know what I heard? I heard this from one of my British Special Forces buddies. He said that, and I believe him, he says the Brits are getting Americans out of Kabul. The Brits are. Americans are calling their State Department people are calling their counterparts in MI6 and saying, can you get us out? Because Biden won't do it. You just heard Major General Hank Taylor. He probably thinks Guam's going to flip over too. And what he said about it, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden and his team should be ashamed of themselves. I'm going to play a clip of a woman who they won't tell you who she is because she probably works for the State Department. And Fox had the story, an American mom trapped in Taliban-controlled Afghanistan is worried she'll never see her kids again and in hiding with family members and Afghan allies. Unable to reach Kabul's U.S.-held airport for a chance at evacuation. Now, I've already played a clip telling you that French commandos, British SAS, German commandos are planning on going in, and they're planning on getting their citizens out no matter what. And Joey Biden, Joey Demento, and General Hank Taylor say, hey, if you can get to the airport, we'll try to get you out. Where's our... Look, I know a lot about the Special Forces community in America. They are ready to go. They will put their lives on the line to get Americans out of there. And where is the threat of if you touch an American, there's going to be absolute hell to pay? Do you think anybody cares about that with Joey Demento at the helm? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. As you listen to this woman plead for her life, I want you to understand, listen to her go through her ups and downs of how she... It's a three-minute clip, but I swear, it'll almost bring you to tears if it doesn't. And I want you to just put yourself in the situation where you've entrusted... You trusted the government. You believe that if you went and served, they would get you out. And you have an administration like this that is completely worthless. The Taliban is saying, Joe Biden, we don't care what you want. You negotiate with us, we get your people out. How many Americans you think are going to be left over there and held as hostages and used as pawns in this game with this reckless administration? And every one of these people that cheated to get this clown in, this is blood on your hands. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Just want to say, you can find out a lot here. We don't mince words. I don't mince words. My team, we deliver one message. And that message is we are all members of the human race. And we should treat each other with love and respect. But I'll tell you what, I am a God-fearing, 100% pro-American, Christian conservative pragmatist who understands right versus wrong. We play by the rules. I play by the rules. I don't always win, but I play by the rules. And that's what most of America's done. And these suckers cheated. And as they say, elections have consequences. And they certainly do. And I want you to understand, when you listen to this woman pleading for her life, begging this government to come over and help her, you just remember, this is leftist. This is what leftism created. And you should play this video for him and say, this is what you created. Because Donald Trump would never have allowed this to happen. Here's her absolute heartfelt clip that I'm going to tell you. I so wish I had the ability to go over and help her and the hundreds, if not thousands, of other Americans trapped over there because of a demented, brain-damaged clown and the people that put him into office and their feckless handling of an evacuation that should have been as smooth as going from here to Tennessee. Here's her clip.
I would like our president to make the process of evacuation faster. People like me, our fellow citizens, and people who helped our troops on the ground. And we are devastated. We're scared for our lives. Every moment that a car passes by, I feel that they're going to pull in and execute us. I don't know if I'm going to see my children again. Please, Mr. President, please evacuate us. We need help. Giving up on the hope of going to the airport because it's not possible to make it through all those people. People are getting shot left and right. The tear gas is being released on people. I made an attempt to go inside the airport twice or three times. Children are dying. It's very scary. The traffic starts several gates to the airport. We were told to go to the east gate. It's probably about 2-3 miles with thousands of people, like put together like little matchsticks with like no space between them. I had to assist this woman whose husband was shot. She had a child in her arms. And I was just holding this little child and she was screaming. And the husband was on the ground. I don't know what documents they had. And I was trying to help them. But all I could do was just hold their child. The fear in that little baby's eyes, I could never forget his face. I can't forget those little eyes just staring at his phone. His head lying on the ground, all bloody. And this woman screaming.
Do you hear that? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I just can't even imagine what's going through her mind. I mean, she's put you there. Every time a car drives by, we think they're going to come in, they're going to kill us. She's in hiding. They can't even say who she is. She can't move around that country. There's no way for her to get there safe. No way. And even when she got there, couldn't get in. How pathetic is that? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And Biden sits back there flipping, hiding in his dungeon, coming out to assure the nation and the world of what? That he can withstand public sodomy by the entire Taliban ragtag army? What a bunch of bungling idiots. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has activated a program used only 3 times in the last 30 years that requires U.S. commercial airliners to provide planes to help speed up the Afghanistan evacuation efforts. This happened over the weekend. The commercial planes would not fly into Kabul. Yeah, I wouldn't either. If I was a pilot on one of those airlines, I'd say, look, I'll go to Germany. I'll go to the UK. I'm not going to Afghanistan. I will not be a statistic in your little game. Anyway, they activated what they call the Civil Reserve Air Fleet. It's a 70-year-old program created in the wake of the Berlin airlift to provide a backup by commercial air carriers for a major national defense emergency. This is FEMA for airlines, FEMA for evacuations, folks. This is Vietnam, Saigon, all over again. It's the third time it's been activated, used in the early 1900s and the 2000s during the Iraqi wars. Do you even know, remember when it happened in the 1990s and the 2000s? Probably not, because it was done orderly. They say their activation is for 18 aircrafts, 3 from American Airlines, Delta Airlines, and Omni Air, 2 from Hawaiian Airlines, and 4 from United. Now, I mentioned United's going to have to buck up because they're now the Vax airline. I wonder if the United Airlines is going to demand that all these evacuees that get on their planes be vaccinated or have a mask. You think there's going to be any mask or vaccination requirements in getting these people out, or are they going to waive that? Because we all know the Wu Flu knows when to take a break, right? It knows when to let things go. Talk about a snafu beyond repair.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.